السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about Al-Quds. And I will ask a question. And we will be able to ask our children. Or if we receive the question from our children, we will be able to answer them. The question is, why are we interested to talk about Al-Quds? Why we really caring about Al-Quds? Every time when we hear anyone talking badly against Al-Quds or Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, we stood up and say this is wrong. And we have to defend our Quds. Al-Quds is in our heart. Why? Just to have a brief message for all of us. As a guidelines for all of us to look at our history. When I say our history, I mean our history since our forefather Adam till our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. Because we do believe in all previous messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say the Quds or Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa belongs to Muslims, means all Muslims in that time, in the time of the Prophet, they came in their people in that time. When we take a look, the land of Palestine, Ardul Mubarakah, blessed land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, so many prophets, they used to live in this land around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. When Allah says, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ, means we put the barakah around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, because most of the prophets and the messengers used to live over there. For example, the Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, he migrated from Iraq, Babel, and he went to Palestine, and he stayed over there. Also, Prophet Lut, his cousin, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed his village, when Allah commanded Gabriel, peace be upon him, to lift his village upside down and destroy them, and Allah mentioned in the Quran, we saved him, we saved Lut, إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين. And this is the idea. Also, when we look at Prophet David, Dawood, peace be upon him, he built his niche over there. بنى محرابه عليه السلام في فلسطين. أيضا سيدنا سليمان, he built his kingdom in Palestine, and he enrolled all the world from Palestine. And we have the famous story in the Quran, in the chapter of the ant, that the ant was talking to Prophet Suleiman, peace be upon him. And subhanAllah, this incident, it was in Palestine, near to the village has name Asqalan, still over there until today. Also, when we look at Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he commanded his people to enter into Holy Land, and they refused. They said, we are not able to fight against those people. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. Go and your word and fight against them. We will stay here. And he gave them chance to enter into Holy Land, and they refused. قالوا اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. إنا هاهنا قاعدون. أيضا, when we look at Prophet Zechariah, the uncle of Blessed Mary, peace be upon them, he built also his niche over there. بنى محرابه عليه السلام. Zechariah عليه السلام, محرابه شاهد له في أرض فلسطين. أيضا, العذراء, مريم البتول, الله سبحانه وتعالى gave us the story of Blessed Mary in Quran. Even he named the whole chapter by her name, Surah Maryam. And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he was born there in Palestine, Baytullah. And when the children of Israel decided to kill him, Allah saved him over there. And Allah elevated him to the heavens from there, from the Holy Land in Palestine. And even a lot of miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them. For example, Blessed Mary, she was pregnant. And she delivered her baby. Even she was a young girl and she was a virgin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the baby without any touch from human beings. Means this is miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happened on the land of Palestine around Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Even she was very weak after she delivered her baby, Jesus peace be upon him, and Allah taught her to shake the trunk of the palm tree. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّةً فَكُلِي واشربي وقري عينا. سبحان الله. It's a miracle for her and it's a miracle for everybody who would choose to live there until the day of judgment. They have peace of mind. Eat and drink and have peace of mind. Don't worry about the human beings around you, because I will defend you, I will take care of you, I will support you. And this is the miracle happened until today, until the day of judgment. Anyone choose to live over there in Palestine, he should eat and drink and have peace of mind. This is how the Quran taught us. Also, when we look at our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we're talking about all the previous messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not differentiate between any one of the messengers of Allah, because Allah taught us in the Quran, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We should not differentiate between any prophet of Allah's prophets. We should believe in all of them, and they belong to us. We are Muslims. We are Muslimin. We should follow them and we should love them. We should care about them. And when we look at our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the last final messenger of Allah, what happened from him toward the Holy Land in Palestine? We were talking last Friday about these details, but just very brief for all of us. You know, Palestine, the Holy Mosque in Palestine, the third holy mosques in Islamic world. After Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. Also, the reward of Salah in Al-Masjid al-Aqsa more than any other Salah in anywhere in the world, except Al-Masjid al-Haram and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Holy City. Also, when we look at our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, في أول الإسلام كان يوجه وجهه اتجاه بيت المقدس. حتى أنه كان يعيش في مكة ويوجه وجهه اتجاه بيت المقدس. He used to live in Mecca, peace be upon him, and he used to direct his face toward a holy mosque in Palestine. When he migrated to Medina, Allah commanded him to return his face back toward Al-Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. What that means, this is the connection, this is the relation between Al-Masjid al-Haram and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa الذي باركنا حوله, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, the chapter of Journey 9. Even after Prophet Muhammad passed away, what happened with our Khalifa, the first Khalifa Abu Bakr al-Siddiq? May Allah be pleased with him and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anhu arda wa radiallahu an as-sahabati ajma'in. What happened? The first decision he was made after Prophet Muhammad passed away to send the army of Muslimin to Bilad al-Sham. And the leader was Sayyidina Usama ibn Zayd. He was a young man. He was almost 17 years old, a youth, a young man, and he was a leader. Even Arab Peninsula in that time has a lot of problems for Hurub al-Ridda, the wars of apostasy. In that time, it was so hard even to believe. A lot of people, they returned back to disbelief. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he knows the significance of Bilad al-Sham, and he did not change the decision that Prophet Muhammad was made before he passed away. He sent the army of Muslimin to fight against Roman in that time in Bilad al-Sham. Even he was in need to have Muslims army to fight against who changed his religion in that time in Arab Peninsula. In that time, can you imagine? All Arab Peninsula, there is no a mosque is able to call for prayer except three masajids only in that time in Hurub al-Ridda. Al-Masjid al-Haram, Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. All the masajids after that, subhanAllah, they changed their mind. The people, most of people, they returned back to Kufr.
And this is very important for us to understand. It's not the first time for Muslims to have a weak situation or a weak condition. It's normal. الضربة التي لا تميتك تقوي ظهرك. Also after that, the second Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, it was the golden time for Muslims. And he never left Al-Madinah al-Munawwara to celebrate any victory, except one time when he went to Palestine to celebrate the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take the key of the holy mosque, Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. This is the only one time he left Al-Madinah al-Munawwara to celebrate. لم يذهب لاحتفال أي نصر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه إلا عند فتح المسجد الأقصى وذهب لتسلم مفتاح القدس وعندها وافق النصارى على أن يكونوا تحت حكم المسلمين لأنهم يعرفوا أن المسلمين عدونا ولا يظلموا أحدا وهذا ما علمنا القرآن إياه ألا نظلم وألا نتعامل بالظلم اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى حتى ولو كنت تحكم بين أخيك وبين عدوك ينبغي أن تحكم بالحق وأن تحكم بالعدل وأن تؤدي الأمانة إلى أهلها هذا ما علمنا قرآننا وما علمنا نبينا وما علمنا إسلامنا هذا ما نفتخر به أننا مسلمون وأننا متبعون لخير البشر على الإطلاق محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى بعد سنين عدة في السنة في سنة 583 almost the 6th century after migration of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم we have a unique leader صلاح الدين الأيوبي Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him to return our holy mosque back to the land of Muslimin. Also just for all of us to understand what happened for Muslim nations through the history. So many times, it's not once or twice or three or 10 times It's more than this. But every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent somebody to take care of the situation, to lead people and return them back to Allah's path. This is what we need to learn today. For example, الحروب الصليبية كما كثرت ضد المسلمين 90 سنة almost 90 years The wars of Christians against Muslims. And in the end, even they put the cross above Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And what happened after that? Where are they? They disappeared. After that, Hurub al-Tatar, Tatars. What happened? How many Muslims they killed? They killed almost 2 million, subhanAllah. Even the water of the rivers of Dijla and Frat changed to red color because of the blood of Muslims was shed in this time. And even Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, his very famous scholars of interpretation of Quran, Tafsir al-Quran. And he said, very unique sentence, he said, I don't know what should I write for history? Should I write that Islam is dead? ما ينبغي علي أن أكتبه اليوم؟ يجب علي أن أكتب نعي الإسلام اليوم من شدة ما رأى من القتل والتذبيح والتدمير لكن أين هم اليوم؟ ذهبوا وذهبت أيامهم وبقي دين الله وبقي الإسلام وبقي المسلمون وسيبقى دين الله وسيبقى المسلمون إلى أن يرث الله الأرض ومن عليها. هذه قطرة في بحر، لكل واحد أن يفعل قراره أو أن يغير ما كتب في التاريخ، لكن ما كتب عند الله لا يبدل ولا يغير ولا يمحى. ما يبدل القول لدي، كما قال الله عز وجل. الواجب علينا أن نعي نحن الدرس وأن نتعلم الدرس من تاريخنا، وأن نفهم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى كتب في القرآن، كتب في الزبور: ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. هناك تفسيران. التفسير الأول: الأرض كلها تكون للمسلمين الصالحين، ليس المسلمون فحسب، لكن المسلم الصالح، أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحين. التأويل الثاني: الأرض يقصد بها أرض فلسطين، أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. سبحان الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى promises us in the Quran that the land, the holy land, it will be as an heritage for the inheritors of pious or righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, just to conclude my speech today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a chapter to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the chapter of the fix, Surah At-Tin. What is the relation between the three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did oath in the beginning of this chapter? Allah did oath by At-Tin wal-Zaytun and Watur Sinin and وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. What is the relation between these two different places in the land? At-Tin wal-Zaytun related to Palestine land. At-Tin by the figs and the olives. وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُون. وَطُورِ سِينِين, the mountain of At-Tur in Sinai in Egypt, north of Egypt. And هذا البلد الأمين. البلد الأمين means مكة in Saudi Arabia. What is the relation between these three different places? وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُون related to our beloved Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. He was born there in Bilad al-Sham, in Bilad al-Quds. And Tur Sinin related to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. He was in Egypt. Tur Sinin, the place or the mountain that Allah spoke directly to Prophet Moses from it. And وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ related to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. These are the three major prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in this surah, Surah At-Tin. What that means? There is a relation between all these prophets and all these places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided in the Quran. Just our opportunity today, just to wake up and to return back to Allah Azza wa Jal and to fix the relation between us and our Lord, between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. واجبنا اليوم ألا نحزن وألا نغتم وألا نهتم لأن المقادير بيد الله، لكن ينبغي علينا أن نفيق من غفوتنا وأن نصحو من نومنا وأن نستعيد القوة من قوتنا، فإن الضربة التي لا تميتنا فإنها تقوي ظهورنا. فنرجو من الله عز وجل أن يكون هذا درس لنا لإرجاعنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق الله المستقيم، وأن نتوب إلى الله توبة صادقة، وأن نرجع إلى الله عز وجل ونندم على ما فعلنا من المعاصي والذنوب أو ما قصرنا فيه من حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا واجبنا اليوم، أن نعود ونؤوب ونرجع إلى الله خالقنا، ونقر أننا أسرفنا على أنفسنا في الماضي وأنه لا ملاذ لنا ولا منجى لنا ولا مرجى لنا إلا الله رب العالمين. الله أسأل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, I talked to you in the first part of the khutbah about if your son asked you a question, why are we really interested to talk about the Holy Mosque or the Holy Land in Palestine? Do you have answer for him or for her? Did you prepare yourself to answer them? Do you know why we care about the Holy Mosque in Palestine? Why we care about the Mosque and Masjid al-Aqsa? We need to know, because this is, you know, our history. We belong to Islamic history. I mean, even before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, that believers should believe in all prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not differentiate between any one of them. All of them came from Allah with the same message, from the same source, to convey the same message to mankind. And our job today, I know it might be hard, it might be so difficult, but we try to reach the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we can see Him. But if we are not able to see Him, we should believe that He is seeing us. هذه درجة الإحسان. It's individually for every single Muslim, male or female. They should learn how to watch ourselves in all time, not to do something bad. Just to be honest, when we have any dispute between us, we choose to go to the court. We prefer to go to the judge more than make the Quran as a judge between us. When we came as an immigrant to United States, in the beginning of our life here, we were good. But since we have the money, we have good income, we try to violate the Islamic rules and do something not good. Even for wives, when they came here, and they were very good in the beginning, when they have good relation with the other women around them, they ask for divorce to have free will in their life. Subhanallah. We force our children to learn Islam, but too late. We did not watch them. We did not raise them day by day to teach them about their religion, about their prophet. And when they reach 18 years old, we try to force them, and they choose to leave their houses and go to live by themselves somewhere else. We have to understand, it's not easy task. It's very difficult for all of us. But we have to say, we are sick. What is the good purifications for us to take? What is good medicine for us to take? ما هو العلاج النافع لنا حتى يشفينا الله سبحانه وتعالى. ينبغي علينا أن نقر أننا مرضى. نحن مرضى. والذي أصابنا في حياتنا هو من الوهن والمرض الذي ألم بنا. فينبغي علينا أن نعرف أولا أننا مرضى. ثم نقر أننا مرضى ثم نسأل عن العلاج الناجع الذي يزيل المرض. للأسف الشديد نحن كمسلمين لا نتبع قرآن ربنا ولا نتبع سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، نقولها بالألسنة لكن لا نفعلها بأفعالنا وجوارحنا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. أين نحن هذا من حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ ربما نجرح بعضنا بعضا أو نجرح بعضنا بعضا، يغتاب بعضنا بعضا، ونعيب على غيرنا أنه فعل قرارا في ضد ديننا. أين نحن من ديننا؟ أين نحن من تعاليم ديننا الحنيف في التفاؤل والسماحة وحب الخير للغير؟ أين نحن حينما جئنا إلى هذه البلاد تجد الأزواج مطيعين ما شاء الله، لكن حينما يكتسبون قوتهم تغير أفكارهم، يريدون أن يعيشوا حياة سهلة ميسورة، ينسون ربهم. والله عز وجل ذكر في القرآن نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. إذا نسيت ربك فالله عز وجل يعني عقابه مباشرة أن الإنسان الذي ينسى ربه الله عز وجل سينسيه نفسه. الزوجات حينما تأتي إلى هنا تعيش في طاعة وفي أمن وأمان مع أزواجهن، وإذا ما تعرفنا على بعض النساء لعبنا في عقولهن، وكثير منهن يطلبن الطلاق. لماذا؟ تريد أن تعيش بحرية. سبحان الله، وأليس الإسلام فيه حرية؟ لو أننا علمنا كل منا زوجا كان أو زوجة، أبا أو ابنا، أما أو بنتا، أخا أو أختا، لو أن كل واحد منا عرف ما له وما عليه، والله ما احتجنا إلى محاكم، وما احتجنا إلى أن يفصل بيننا أحد، لأن كل منا يعرف واجبه، يعرف ما عليه وما له. وأنت تراقب نفسك حتى ولو كنت وحدك، إذا كان عندك فرصة لأن تكذب وتكسب المال، ينبغي علينا أن ندرك أن هذا كذب واحتيال، وهذا غش وتضليل، لا يجوز لنا أن نفعله سواء رأنا الناس أو لم يرون الناس، لأن الله يرانا في كل وقت وفي كل حين. فإذا ضاعت القدس وهي لن تضيع إن شاء الله، وحرف لن في اللغة العربية يفيد التأكيد والتأبيد، فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فالقدس لن تضيع، سواء فعلنا ذلك بأنفسنا أو فعله الله عز وجل للقدس. المشكلة ليست مشكلة القدس، المشكلة هي مشكلتنا نحن كمسلمين. ينبغي علينا أن نفيق وأن نصحو من غفوتنا وأن نرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى قبل فوات الأوان. الله عز وجل يقول ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا. المشكلة ليست في قلة الرزق، المشكلة في قلة البركة في الرزق. فهذه رسالتي إلى نفسي أولا وإلى إخواني وأخواتي وإلى من يسمعني الآن، يجب علينا أن نفيق من غفوتنا وأن نصحو من نومنا وأن نراقب الله ربنا وأن نفعل الخير حتى ولو لم نجد جزاء للخير، فإن الله عز وجل يجزينا عليه خير الجزاء. نسأل الله جل وعلا أن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، وأن يغفر لنا تقصيرنا، وأن يجبر كسرنا، وأن يتولى أمرنا، وأن يحسن خلاصنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا واسلل سقائم صدورنا. اللهم اجمعنا على كلمة الحق المبين. اللهم اجمعنا على كلمة القرآن الكريم. اللهم اجعلنا خير أتباع لنبيك عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة التي لا تراه نسألك ألا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور وتجارة لن تبور وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا واغفر لإخواننا وأخواتنا واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا واغفر لمن له حق علينا. اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Very quick announcement, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will have our peaceful protest, inshallah, outside of the masjid. And we are not allowed to go across the street over there. Just we're going to stay in our parking lot. Just, you know, we don't like to put ourselves in hard situation. Just if somebody choose to go across the street or to do something by himself, you know, just we're going to stand just to tell people that we refuse any injustice. Just we're going to defend our Masjid Al-Aqsa. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even we do not have a sign, just we will have only the flag of Palestine and the Ghutra of Palestine, just to tell people what we need. And this is, you know, we're going to stand outside in our parking lot. We are not able to cross the street, just to stay in our parking lot, inshallah, until Asr time. We will come back to the masjid and we're going to pray Asr together and we're going to go home, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are able to do that, jazakumullahu khairan. If you are in hurry or rushing to go to your work or to go back, you know, leave with the peace, inshallah, jazakumullahu khairan. If we have anyone from the media, please do not talk to them and do not express your opinion, you know, because we don't like to harm the masjid's name. This is, you know, our landmark in the town, in the West Michigan. We don't like to put the name of the masjid in any hard situation. Please, if you have your own opinion, if you would like to express your own opinion, do it somewhere else, not in the parking lot of the masjid. Or if we have some brothers really they interested to have, you know, a protest in downtown, they can do that. We're gonna support them. By myself, I will go. I will stand with them, but not in the poverty of the masjid. Inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah reward all of you. Just we're gonna go outside. You know, put your jacket on. I'm gonna go outside, and we're gonna stand outside. Inshallah, the parking lot of the masjid. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.